to the DJBC Happy Hour on Facebook Live. I was going to do it on my computer, but it's taking 20 minutes to set up. Nobody has time to wait 20 minutes to set up. I could have been done by now. But yeah, so last night's show aired last night. It was taped on Friday. There's a lot that's been changing. And since we taped the show on Friday, Ohio's under lockdown. Indiana and Kentucky have joined suit. Neighbors helping neighbors out. In Indiana, they call it Hunker Down Hoosiers, which is better than H-dash or Hunker Down and Stay Home, but Hunker Down Hoosiers, that's a good one. And Ohio, they have a stay-at-home in effect law that has been in effect for the last 12 hours right now, 11:59 last night. And in Whitehall, which is a few miles east of us here, there is a mandatory curfew that was put in place by their mayor, Kim Maggard, from midnight to 6 a.m. as long as the stay-at-home order is in effect. So that means non-essential people need to not be out at all. They need to be at home between midnight and 6 a.m. in the city of Whitehall. But the biggest shoe to drop, the Olympics have been postponed. That is officially, unofficially official. Which would mean that the Olympics would be in an odd number year for the first time ever. The last time the Olympics were not held when they were supposed to be held was World War II, 1944. But in 1980, there were a lot of countries that boycotted because of the communist Soviet takeover of Afghanistan. That doesn't count. 1916, it was not held because of the Great War. 1940 and 44 because of World War II. They will not be held this summer in Tokyo. That you know. And keeping with our weekend warrior theme, we have another May casualty. Last night, I was watching the 11 o'clock news. The festival that replaced Rock on the Range at Moffitt Stadium, that has been canceled. And yeah, I'm watching in the other room where I normally do these videos. And my coworker has gotten up from her nap. Uh-oh. So if she jumps on my lap, I'm going to run. But that's the third May casualty. Komen Race for the Cure has been postponed. We don't know when yet, but it's been postponed. And so, you know, it's a sign that it's going to take more than 3 weeks, contrary to what Trump said. He said, I want to get this done. I want to get this done faster. So get the economy going. Okay, let's get this done faster, faster, faster. Get this cure. Get this vaccine faster. That's right, faster. It shows the very incompetence we have in Washington right now. So, my goodness, I wish our show was less political. Our next show in 13 days is less political because it's a music show. It's a music show. So our next show is a music show. So the next time you'll have to wait 27 more days to hear me talk on the radio on WCRS. 27 days is a long time. Things could happen between now and April 20th. But yeah, or not. We could still be hunkered down on April 20th, so believe that as it may. So our next show on the 6th is a music show, so I don't talk at all unless it's related to the theme at hand, which, again, as I mentioned last night, is an hour full of Earth, Wind, and Fire songs. Because it's Earth Day! Earth, Wind, and Fire, get it? So if it doesn't have anything to do with earth, wind, or fire, we're not talking about it! So we're not talking about the coronavirus on our next show on April 6th whatsoever. We need to escape. So with that said, I'm going to move up and get up. Out of this room. This is the family room where we watch TV and movies and watch things such as... This is where I was the last time that Michigan beat Ohio some over 3,000 days ago. That's a long time to be waiting to watch Michigan beat Ohio. And as you can tell, there's my little office space behind me, so yeah. So that's basically it on Tuesday at noon. So that's basically what's happened to me now and then. I gotta get going. Have a great afternoon. Stay hunkered down and stay home. We've now reached the 12-hour mark. All right, I'm done. Bye.